and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monaco 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Uruguay. Monaco's Lucinda Elliott is our guide for an exciting new food destination in the capital, Montevideo.
The Mercado Ferrando in Uruguay's capital, Montevideo, opened at the end of last year. The modern food market is part of a wave of new restaurant openings in recent years that have helped broaden the traditional palate. Belgian-born founder and director of the market, Max de Groot, who moved to the coastal city a decade ago, explains how his idea of the Ferrando was to bring a wide variety of new proposals together under one roof. I spoke to him from his contemporary office space above the main market.
We're here in Mercado Ferrando, our project. We're in Montevideo, in Cordon, which is a centric area of Montevideo. The Mercado Ferrando is a food market that we opened 3 weeks ago. There's a lot of different food stalls and shops. This is a refurbished factory, so we have the food stalls on the sides. We also have two floors, and apart from the food you can eat here, it's a nice space to hang out. We have an outdoor patio as well, which is also very nice to hang out. We have free Wi-Fi. There's large shared tables, so you just come, get a coffee or get your food, bring your laptop. You can work here. A lot of people come here and have work meetings.
We've heard from the owner. Let's head out to meet the people working on the stalls. Local foodie Pierina, who is the Ferrando's co-director and curator, takes me on a tour.
So now we're downstairs and we have two main areas. One where you do your shopping mainly and the other one where you come do your eating. So we have the smell you have right now,
it's delicious.
Smell is from the bakery. And we have a winery in front of us. We have a butcher shop. We have a fruits and vegetables shop, yeah. A coffee shop.
So here's very much like sort of the entrance and where you can kind of, you know, it's like, yeah, foodie shopping.
Exactly. Foodie shopping type of thing. And then we move on to our main area where the ceiling is the highest and where we have a lot of natural light. And you can see the outdoor patio from here. So here we have different options to eat. So you have pizza parlor, you have burgers, and then tapas and raciones in a more Spanish version of food. And then we have Mexican and Peruvian and churros and an ice cream parlor. And then we have the poke bowls we were talking about before. And that's our beer place.
Well, I suggest that we go first to these infamous poke bowls and check them out.
I'm Rafael. We're here at Hola Poke. We offer a typical Hawaiian dish that we got to know after traveling to the United States. The dish is based around raw fish. The fish is always marinated in sesame oil and soy sauce, and it gives us a really good flavor without taking away the taste of the fish itself. All of this is put together in a bowl alongside sushi-style rice, lots of different vegetables that you can choose from, onions, fruits, pineapple, mango, infinite combinations. And in the end, you get a very tasty bowl, nutritious and full of color. Uruguayans are more open to new ideas, and the reaction has been very positive, more than we'd hoped for. They're very happy with our proposal because it's also healthy. It's much more open. Older people, people of all ages, children, they're all very happy with it.
Design was an important part of this new offering, Pierina explains.
So when we were deciding on the different projects that we're going to set up shop here, you know, the food was, of course, very, very important. But for us, it was as important that the food proposal was good and that the aesthetic proposal was good as well. So we very much delved into the design process of each of the projects, which is why, you know, you can see that each one is very different in itself, but they all sort of follow our main line.
Totally. And this one that's right opposite us looks particularly interesting. Describe where we are here.
We are in Puta Pario, which is a restaurant that offers Mexican and Peruvian food. And it's very interesting because they incorporated into the design of their space Incan and Mayan gods. So that's what this sculpture you see here means.
In true Belgian style, owner Max is back to join us for a pint.
So we're sitting at the bar here. The bar is very large. There's a lot of seats and they're in a very privileged location right next to the patio.
so they're working really well. People like come and hang out at the patio, get their beer here at night. This is the place where it's most crowded. People gather here around the bar to try out all the Uruguayan craft beers.
The market is much more than a place for locals to sample new cuisine or for an after-office drink. As of January, the Ferrando will start to host regular music nights, and the two-tiered airy dining hall is an ideal spot to catch up on emails or while away a Saturday afternoon. For Monocle, in Montevideo, I'm Lucinda Elliott.
This has been episode number 67 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guide for the Mercado Ferrando food market in Montevideo was Monocle's Lucinda Elliott. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.